Head to Whole Foods Market to jumpstart your January during our New Year boosting event with savings on feel-good favorites store-wide. Save on organic picks, wellness staples, and more all month long.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
The Healthy Ireland survey has been published today. So this is done every year. It gives a snapshot of the nation's health. And there's always interesting tidbits to pick through. What I found interesting in it was that 60% of people are not doing the minimum recommended amount of exercise. But the overwhelming majority of those people, the people who are not getting enough exercise, they say they want to do more. They wish they were in the group who do enough. Now, people who exercise regularly might be listening to this saying, what's stopping you? Well, Rory O'Connor is with me. He is the Sports Centre Manager at YMCA Fitness. Rory, it's good to see you. Thanks a million for popping in to us.
Thanks for having me, Kieran.
What is it that stops people? They've got the will. I want to be doing more exercise. And it's, you know, in some people's minds, they think it's a relatively simple prospect to go out and exercise, but they're not doing it. What do you think it is?
It is interesting. I was speaking to your British earlier, and I mentioned about did a book called The Paradox of Choice. And I think we have so much many options now and so much choice out there that it becomes almost deliberating rather than being, you know, freeing you up to make it, that it makes it a difficult choice to decide if you want to get fit. You can do anything you want.
Yes.
Because you can have anything you want, you don't do anything. You know, you can get fit today by walking your dog.
So this is the fitness version of flicking through Netflix for about an hour and not actually pressing play on anything.
Precisely.
In the old days of linear television, you just had to watch what was on.
Yeah, I think in that book they talk about like when you bought a pair of jeans 40 years ago, you had one style, and now bootcut, slim cut, whatever it might be. So people don't know what they want.
Well, let's give some advice then to those people maybe who are listening to the show and they think, right, this is it. Next year I'm going to do it. New me, you know, new year, new me and all of that. I often actually say we're in this kind of weird period where people don't. Before Christmas is actually a great time to start something because then you feel great at Christmas and you don't start the new year feeling miserable. So actually, new December, new me. That's going to be our motto. So for those people in this category, they want to be doing something. How should they start? What do you think?
Starting, you know, is the hardest thing. Just start now. Don't today. What are we on? Wednesday. Start tomorrow. Don't have to wait until Monday. Don't wait until next week. And it's not going to be perfect. So start. Try anything you want. You know, maybe tonight's a miserable wet night in Dublin. You're not going to go out for a walk. Maybe you can do something at home. Perhaps you can go to a gym, go to a swimming pool. Try anything. Chances are the thing you'll try a couple of things and you're not going to enjoy them. Cross them off the list, try something else. And that abundance of options that I spoke about, there's so many available to you now that the cliche is the heaviest weight in the gym is the front door. So, you know, getting there and doing it is always going to be the hardest thing. But that initial feeling is going to be fantastic once you do something and then build upon that.
Yeah, and people kind of sometimes feel intimidated as well, you know, about going into the gym or even going for the run. They're not sure how they're going to, they kind of feel like I'll look a bit silly going for a run because I never do it. I don't know what advice you give to those people. What do you say?
Well, it is, you know, you say it like anything I've always spoken to my colleagues or my staff about is we're in this kind of bubble. We have our blinkers on that everyone here, everyone loves being healthy. No, clearly the numbers say a huge amount of people aren't even coming to the gym, they're just not moving, not getting enough exercise. So it is that hard part of just trying to find something that you're going to enjoy and start small. The hardest thing now is that everyone has to post something up on social media. You can't go for a run unless you post it on Strava.
Yeah,
you
know, sorry, Rory, if it's not on Strava, it didn't happen.
It doesn't count.
It did not happen.
If you don't get those kudos, it's a waste. And even this morning in my slightly facetious way, I was chatting to a member who was doing a spin class I do in another gym in Dublin. And he was on his watch kind of for 5 minutes at the start of the class. And I said to him, well, you know, you get the benefit of the exercise in 45 minutes, even if your watch doesn't record it.
Yeah.
And it is that thing of, well, I can't start. I have to get the Apple Watch Series 10 or I've got to get a pair of Alpha Flies to run in. No, you can actually just go out your front door right away, start. But the hard thing is that we do want that dopamine. We want that hit of I've achieved something. You know, so if you can see the wins in the little actions that you do accumulate them up over time, that will get you on to whatever it might be.
But even if people are kind of, if they do feel a little intimidated, they don't want to be putting stuff up on Strava so that people can see, you know, that they're running particularly slowly or they're doing a kind of a jog walk thing. You can make, like, again, to go back to the Netflix example, like the linear version of that is have a little notebook and write it down. So at least you can see your own progress. Because in fairness, like being able to see progress is a great thing to motivate people to keep going, isn't it?
Usually, yeah. Like it's, and that can be anything that you want. It could be notes in your phone. It could be writing it down in a journal. It could be before and after photos. It could be picking on that Christmas dress. Maybe it doesn't fit right now, or you got a wedding in 6 months' time. Trying it on now and using that, and that's something that is a tangible thing that will guide you. And if you kind of see some progress and celebrate the small little wins in anything that you do, they will add up, and that's what's going to keep you going, keep you motivated to do the next thing.
Well, listen, it's kind of good advice. I like the idea as well of starting to, what did you say, start tomorrow. Today is, what day is today? Today is Wednesday, isn't it? Today is Wednesday. Start today, start this evening, or start tomorrow. The classic thing is you start Monday. So everything starts Monday. Monday, exercise starts Monday, always start Monday. And the kind of bigger picture that is starting things in January, but start now, get a couple of good weeks under the belt before Christmas. Rory, listen, thanks a million for popping into us.
Thanks for having me, Kieran.
Yeah, Rory O'Connor is the Sports Centre Manager at YMCA Fitness.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.